two things that are no longer around, unfortunately. Hulk Hogan passes away. Hey, Rico. How you doing? Well,
wrong
that's where
guy.
Mike is.
That's Jeff Rieger.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, man. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, it's me in from Mike, and Mike's back, I think, in a couple weeks. He's at Saratoga enjoying himself. And Rico, how the hell are you, buddy? It's good to see you. Is he going to call in bets?
No.
Why not?
Man, hopefully. I told him, just enjoy yourself.
I don't know. I listen to you guys all the time, and like, I want to get in on winning some bets.
That's Kenny, man. That's...
Well, I mean, I think Mike owes it to this show.
Hey, I'm already experiencing withdrawals, guys. I don't know about you.
I know.
He's really not going to text you his thoughts, and then you're going to put all the money you have on it?
I hope so, but I haven't gotten anything yet.
Anyway, we got a lot to get to, all right? 3 o'clock, Rico has an opinion about the Detroit Tigers you need to hear. And while I think it's got some validity to it, I refuse to believe it. I can't wait till 3 o'clock. Tigers, of course, slumping. They get the Toronto Blue Jays today, and it's the first place in the American League, Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, the Tigers are the 3 seed right now, Rico, which means if the season were to end today, and it doesn't end today, but if it were to end today, they would got to play in a wild card series. And by the way, the Guardians won yesterday, so they only trailed Detroit by 8 games, but they are currently losing today to Baltimore. It's a day game. It's 3-2.
Did you think you'd be scoreboard watching in July?
No, especially when, do you know that the Guardians made up, 7.5 games in 11 games? How is that even possible? Well, I guess it's possible when you play like the Tigers have over the last week and a half.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
We'll get into it. But sad news today. It's the Celebrity Three, is it not? This really exists. Theo Huxtable, Malcolm Jamal Warner, passed away on Monday. He drowned, unfortunately. Then Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, passed away on Tuesday. And then today is Hulk Hogan.
I think probably more people die, but yes, I know that the celebrity rule.
It's a celebrity three, though.
Celebrity,
I think it goes in threes.
It happens in threes. And yeah, it was ironic because Hulk Hogan was here last year.
1 year ago today.
A year ago today, he was in the building.
And yeah, because all of a sudden this black limo pulls up and I'm walking into the building and I see this guy and I'm just holding the door for him and then he's walking. I was like, wait, are you Hulk Hogan?
How big was he?
He wasn't that big. That's why I was just like, God, because when I was a kid, I thought Hulk Hogan was 7 feet tall.
Yeah, for sure.
He was having a tough time moving around, too. You could tell that wrestling had worn on his body over many years.
Yeah, you could tell. But he played the role. He was the Hulkster. He took photos with everybody. And
that's Macho Man, Rieger. That's Macho Man.
My bad. Hulk Hogan sounds like that sort of too, right?
But they all look the same.
Exactly.
Are you talking about me, brother?
There you go.
So, and
where
that's
all
what
the Hulkamaniacs
at? That's what it was. I'll say, hey, are you Hulk Hogan? I sure am, brother. Okay.
Love the energy.
I don't know why you're here, but sure. Come on in.
Well, that was the same day that he met with Dan Campbell.
Right.
Remember? And some outlets took videos, and then we had all the discussion about Hulk, maybe not the best guy.
Well, he took pictures because it was funny because like I took one with him and David took one with him. And Dave was like, oh, I'm putting this on social media. I was like, David, you may not want to put that one on social media. That's one you may want to just file in your phone. Hey, I got a picture with him. David, put it on social media.
Yeah, that was rough. Going back, actually looking at those comments today. Yeah, man, I got called some names.
Couldn't believe what people said on that post.
So Hogan's one of those guys, and rest in peace.
They call you Thomas
today.
David.
There was some Thomases in there. Yep,
a little more than that.
You guys done?
I'm sorry. Are you uncomfortable?
No, not at all. Okay. I'm never uncomfortable around you.
Let's go.
But no, Hogan was one of those guys that like everybody loved. But I don't know. In recent years, fair to assume he. Maybe not the best guys. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those you don't want to meet your heroes because you find out that they're regular people. They got regular problems. I mean, he was doing some stuff, and yeah, it's like, okay. But can you separate it and remember him from the Hulkster from him as Terry?
Well, it comes down to, doesn't it? And David's got a story of his own, but it comes down to a guy that you grew up loving, you idolized, one of your favorites, and then you find out some stuff about him personally, and you're like, oof, but you still like him. Mm-hmm. Like, David, this is you and Hulk Hogan, correct?
Yeah, correct. That's why, well, we come to find out today that that was a year ago today when he was in this building, and it was, I found out from actually Rico. Rico walks in, he's like, man, oh my gosh, you know, Hulk Hogan's on the other side of the building, and I lit up. My childhood was in the building. I grew up loving this man, watching him wrestle. I used to walk around with the action figure. Everywhere I went, I had that thing in my hand. So I was like, yeah, you know what? I got to get a picture. And people were like, oh, be careful. I didn't care at that point. That was my childhood.
No, David didn't. He was just like, I am putting this picture up. And I was like, okay, just know that you're about to get inundated with stuff. So,
and he did. So
I just was wondering, like, people can't separate it, and they couldn't separate it.
Because everybody, you know why, David? Because if you like somebody, you can separate it. If you don't like that person, then you're like, oh, you know what that person did, or you know what that person stands for. You know what that we all have that person. We do. 248-539-9797. I'll give you an example.
Who's yours?
There's a few. One, over the weekend, The Usual Suspects comes on.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
I love Kevin Spacey movies.
Who is Kaiser Soze?
Kevin Spacey is a scumbag off the screen. Like, he's legitimately, allegedly scumbag. But I love watching his movies.
He's living on that same island with Matt Lauer.
Right. He can't come back here. So, but it's people like that. Or Rieger. I mean, like Michael Jackson. Love listening to his music.
Sure.
Probably wasn't the greatest person.
Potentially.
But I did. Everybody has that person that, yeah,
you're
I don't want
to
talk
to
about
forget
that.
About the bad parts of them because you love them for what they stood for and loved watching them. Like in sports, I got a great one. I think it's fair. AJ Hinch. He was part of a huge cheating scandal. We love him because he's here. You choose not to think about it. And, you know, he was suspended for a year. He did his grievance. We move on. But another one, Johnny Peralta. I know I'm going way back, but Peralta got busted for the PEDs. This entire city said, screw you, get off my team. You'll never wear the old English D again. And then he hit a massive dong against the A's in game 4. And I've never heard Comerica Park louder.
Yeah.
We all choose to forget about the bad because we love the guy or girl.
The Jahani chance. Oh, yeah. Another one, Rieger, Michael Vick. Michael Vick.
Dog fighting.
Right. I mean, I love animals. I love dogs. But it was just like, oh, wow. I mean, he was just so exciting to watch. Even when he came back and he played for the Eagles, yep. It's like, this guy still has it. But, yeah, everybody
the
has
Eagles
that
fans
person.
Loved him.
So who's your person? Who's that person that, whether it's in sports, whether it's entertainment industry, whether it's a musician, that, you know what, despite it all, you're still a fan. And that's okay. No judgment here. 248-539-9797. That was David. I was just like, David, I remember saying, he's like, you're not posting? I was like, I am not posting mine. I don't feel like dealing
with
this.
You're going to leave me out here hanging by myself?
Yep. I'm like, I don't feel like dealing with this today. So, no. This is a happy moment for me. I don't really care what anybody else thinks.
Right.
So I'm just going to live in the moment because we were sitting right here. Because he was sitting right in this chair. And I was like, he was about to get up. I was like, bro, you know what? You're struggling. Stay in your seat. I'll just stand next to you. Because it was like, you know, it was hard for him getting up. And I felt bad. Like, I'm just a nobody. Just sit in your seat. I'll take the picture next to you. We good.
I must say, though, I saw David's picture. He posted it on the social media. And I gave it a like, by the way, David, just so you know, I support you.
Oh, but, I'm about to blast dude, it.
1 year ago today, the Hulkster's biceps are still massive. My God. I know you guys are saying he was having trouble walking around, but my God, he looked in shape to me. But who's your guy? 248-539-9797 that, I don't know, you find out some stuff about them or girl, they might not be the best person, but you love them so much for what they did on the field or on the stage, and you choose to like them regardless of what they may or may not have done in their personal life. 97 on the ticket. Eleni and Rico show. By the way, 3 o'clock, a great Tigers opinion by one Mr. Rico Beard as they continue to struggle. They take on the Blue Jays today. I can't wait. 45 minutes now.
I don't know if it's great.
I disagree with it.
It's just an opinion.
We'll get to it. But we're talking about the Hulkster. Unfortunately, he passes away today at the age of 71, led to believe he had a heart attack. And we do understand that not all your idols are so-called great people or all good. And I think we all have somebody that we love, despite the fact that maybe we know a couple things about them and we don't care. Right. Like, for instance, David loves Hulkster. No matter. Rico loves Michael Jackson and Kevin Spacey.
I didn't know at the time. I bet on Sovereignty to win the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Didn't know the whole story behind the owner of Sovereignty.
That's actually a great one, Rico.
Didn't know the whole story.
I mean, but actually, that was money related, though. You're gonna cheer for the guy regardless.
No, actually, I feel so bad, Rico. I had to give the money away that I won. Like, I can't keep this money. This story is too horrific. I feel dirty.
Did you give it to charity?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I couldn't keep it.
Oh, wow.
No, it was kidding. When I read this, Mike sent me the article, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. This is not a good dude who owns him.
You know what's a good example of this? And we'll get to the calls and ticket text as well. What about a guy like Pete Rose? Pete Rose, we think he bet on baseball. The hit king, kind of a sad story. Don't think he was the greatest guy, but my God, a lot of people still love him and defend him and want him in Cooperstown. So let's get some ticket texts and we'll get to the calls. What do you got, David?
Someone texts in and says, James Woods. I loved his movies, but he's a nut job. That is Craig from Gregory.
Did he go to Michigan State?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh,
okay. No, you're thinking of... Godfather.
The dude that was in Las Vegas, the TV show, too. What the hell was his name?
Come on. James Caan.
James Caan. Nicely done.
Yeah, wrong James.
Okay, yeah. close enough.
Now, this is a big one. Chris in Detroit says, OJ, enough said.
Yeah?
That's a big one there. Someone else says Kobe Bryant.
Wow, that's a great one.
Tiger Woods, another one.
Yeah.
Well, Tiger is a great one. Why didn't I think of Tiger?
All right, one more, and then we get to the phone call.
Mine is Mel Gibson, amazing actor, complete you-know-what in real life from Jim in a Truck.
248-539-9797. Jason, you're on the ticket. What's up, Jason? How are you, bud?
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to call. I heard Rico talking about the Hulkster, and I just kind of reflect. You know, I kind of grew up with the Hulkster myself. I have pictures of me and him and King Kong Bundy and Andre the Giant all together, WrestleMania 3, I think it was, one of those I was at.
Silverdome?
Pontiac Silverdome, yep, absolutely, and just it's kind of a shock that, so, you know, just in the last week, some of my, you know, people I've grew up, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, he wasn't a great person, did a lot of bad things, but he passed away, and now we got the Hulk passing away. It's like, oh my gosh. Just wondering if I'm going to be okay. I got to go see my doctor soon.
Nah, that's kind of where I'm at. Jason, you start feeling that mortality when you're like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was exactly. Malcolm Jamal Warner. Like, wait, he's younger
than
me.
Yeah, Malcolm Jamal Warner, too. It's like, I grew up watching the Huxtables my whole life.
Yes. Well, Bill Cosby's another one of those guys. A lot of people still love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Heathcliff. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Jason.
You guys have a great show, and I listen to you guys every day, man, all day long.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
248-539-9797. No, Bill Cosby's probably a good one, right? I mean, all the stuff, and he was in jail, and he got released from jail, and I still watch The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Big fan.
You know, certain episodes, I'm like, now that I know, like...
Yeah, you think it's weird that he had his practice in his basement? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it was an episode... You know what? Let's just.
It's better go. That's probably a good decision. Let's go.
It's one of those. If you know, you know.
Let's go to Eugene in Canton. You're on the ticket. What's up, Eugene?
How y'all doing? Nice to take my call. I got two of them. They turned. They look around, and name which one turned around the most. Ron Artest and Mike Tyson.
Tyson's a great one. I love Mike Tyson, and I know what he was accused of, and I know what he did time for. And I every time the kid out of Catskills was in the ring, I watched. I was a massive Tyson fan, so much that I just recently watched the Jake Paul thing, and that was ridiculous. But
and
I'm a huge
and
fan.
That movie that he made, Hangover.
The Hangover movies, yeah.
He was good in that. And what about Ron Artest? He turned his life around.
You know, I was Eugene, I was never a big Artest fan at all. So that's one I'm going to let you have because he just never did it for me.
Didn't he turn his life around, though? Because he was mean. I mean,
but he was mean. I don't know that he ever did anything.
But see, I think a lot of that was playing the villain on the basketball court, but he wasn't really a mean person in real life. I think that's just how he was portrayed on the court. So he just...
Mike Tyson,
good reporting. Good reporting.
See? Yes. Good reporters are thorough.
David,
they're bulldogs. They don't give up.
It's good reporting. You ask them a second time. Maybe catch them 50 feet after they leave. You don't follow them through the casino because now you're about to get a personal protection. Hey, you need to back away 100 yards. Okay? That's stalking rigor.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't think Mike needs to be worried about me. He's bigger than me. Just saying. I'm looking at this ticket text. Now, there are certain guys that even us, we have to just be, ooh. Like, how about this one? Aaron Hernandez and Ray Carruth. And then they throw in P. Diddy.
I'm about to say, don't forget the third name.
Those three. Talk about those three guys.
Well, you know, that's why I was laughing at in the drop contest with Kwame and the 9-4. P. Diddy is on his way. He got caught up on the 9-4. Like, wow. There's so many layers to that drop.
It sure is.
There's so many layers to that drop.
By the way, Kwame Kilpatrick could be one of these guys we're talking about. A lot of people
exactly
love him.
Right.
You know what?
Yes.
Here's a funny thing about a true story, and then we'll get back to our callers. 248-539-9797. Who's that one person, whether it's sports, entertainment industry, that murky past, questionable? Yeah, but you still a big fan of that person. Kwame, you're right. It's funny because whenever you're anywhere and Kwame shows up, he's a rock star. The same people are bashing him. Oh, Kwame's this, that, and the other. We stepped into an elevator with him. This is during all of that stuff. And, I mean, people are taking photos. Can you sign
like
this?
While
can
he's
you
on
sign
trial?
That guy? Right. And it's just like, yeah, he just had that aura. I mean, heck, you had the people outside of New York City smothering themselves in baby oil when Diddy got acquitted. Like, what are we doing here? What? This is not how you celebrate. First of all, this is nothing to celebrate, okay? Nothing to celebrate here, let alone, I'm just thinking, is some kid on his phone at school and somebody, isn't that your dad out there doing this? Come on.
Just so you know, Kwame Kilpatrick was in an elevator with me one time, Rico, at a Wings game.
Did you chase him later?
No. Wings playoff game. I was going down because the Wings might win in overtime. So he goes to me. He's like, do you know about hockey? I'm like, yeah, I know a little bit. He's like, what does sudden death mean? I'm like, well, whoever scores first wins the game. He's like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, you staying for the game? He's like, no, I'm out of here.
No. Well, you know what? Here's the other thing. Speaking of Kwame, on the championship when the Pistons won.
Yeah.
Standing right next to him.
Really?
Yeah. Getting ready to go onto the court.
What was that conversation like?
I was just talking about the celebration and how great it was going to be for the city.
Look at that.
All right.
We got multiple hip-hop mayor stories. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. A lot of people want to talk. The Hulkster sadly passes away today at the age of 71. But we know he had his demons. Who's the one dude or woman that you love despite there's some questionable things going on in their lives. 97 won the ticket. All right, we'll bust out some calls. Who's the guy that maybe a questionable personal life, some demons, but you still love them? Talking about it because Hulk Hogan passed away today at the age of 71. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Also, if you want a Kwame Kilpatrick story, I think Rico has like five more.
We're just going to go straight to the callers.
Oh, okay. I enjoy the stories, I must say. Brian, you're on the ticket. What's the word, Brian?
What is going on?
Hey, man.
So definitely Michael Jackson and R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, wow.
Well, I said, for me, it's Michael Jackson. R. Kelly, I'm going to leave that one for you, Brian. That's all you be.
I left because everybody would be protesting, doing all this weird stuff, right? But then the same people that would be complaining about it are listening to their car on the way to sit there and complain about it, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I often laugh, like, yeah, R. Kelly song comes on and people out on the dance floor, like,
jamming
right,
out.
Right, right.
But no, I'll admit it, like, yeah, I grew up, you know, like, Michael was big when I grew up.
You know what I mean? But, you know, like, you still love their songs. It is what it is.
You do.
Brian, I got to tell you, this is a compliment. You had the coolest laugh I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. I get that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Do it again. Can you laugh?
So,
there it is.
But anyways, coolest person I ever met that was goofy was the Ultimate Warrior. When they came to Detroit, I thought he was going to be all steroid and beefed out and like doing his roar and all that weird stuff. And he came up and he shaked my hand and he was so polite and had perfect grammar. I was like, damn.
Perfect grammar.
He's always like, all this stuff. And then he talked to him behind stage and it was like completely different person.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. What? Oh, the guy had a great laugh. That's all I could think about. I don't even know what he was saying. I just like the laugh. It's very like Kawhi Leonard and his laugh, you know?
Yeah.
Quick ticket text for you. Charlie Sheen is a good one. Tiger Blood.
Yeah.
I thought you would bring that up, Rico.
He went full unhinged. Yeah, you know what, David? You're right. Because I guess I've just blocked it out. I just see Charlie Sheen from 2.5 Men. He just flat out lost it.
What about this one, Rico? Another one you probably should have brought up on a different side, Kramer.
I think that one might be mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm a Seinfeld slappy, though. I love Seinfeld, the show. So, like.
Yeah, David. Yeah, that for
that's
me,
a great answer.
That's a different reason for you. You're on the opposite side of that.
Right. I haven't watched Seinfeld since.
That ruined it for you.
Oh, dude, I was a huge. Like, I know all the references.
Really?
I just can't watch it.
I mean, because of what he said at the comedy act.
Guy, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this again. And when he, like, comes barging through the door, nope.
What about this one? I don't mean to steal David's ticket text, but Jason from Largo, Florida says Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds. I love Barry Bonds. I love him to death. He should be in the Hall of Fame. I think he's kind of an a-hole.
You know what?
I love Bonds and Armstrong, scumbag.
Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame because here's the thing. The writers don't get to rewrite history. You knew he was doing all of this stuff. You yucked it up. You saw it. And then all of a sudden,
nobody wrote it.
You got exposed and now you went all high and mighty. Oh, this is wrong. But you weren't saying that when he was hitting all the home runs. You were profiting
saving
off
baseball.
Of his home runs. Right.
No, you're
right.
You
weren't saying any of that. Like, but now you want to get all, we can't have this. Okay. This is why the Baseball Hall of Fame, I don't have a lot of respect.
Listen, I agree with you. It's kind of a joke. Like Sosa and McGuire saved baseball after the strike. And then everybody's like, screw them. They cheated.
Why didn't I see any of these stories while they were going on? I would respect you more if you did it then. Don't write it now.
You know what drives me nuts, and I'll never get past it? People hate Barry Bonds so much that they made up the American League home run record for Aaron Judge. The AL, that's not a real thing. It's the home run record. You don't go by league. It's not a real thing. I got you. Ridiculous. All right.
You done?
Not. No. Greg, you're on the ticket. What's up, Greg? How are you, bud?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. A lot of people think I remind them of the Ultimate Warrior. I used to work at a gym in Garden City called Big Daddy's, and all the wrestlers came in, and I met them all, Hogan, Flair, Stone Cold, and they were just great. The Hulk was great, cordial, nice, big guy, Big Papa Pump, and the Big Show wanted to see who had bigger arms. And the celebrity that I miss dearly, and Jackson wanted to be him, is King Elvis. And, that's who it would be.
Thank you, Greg.
So Elvis is yours? Okay.
Was Elvis
a bad guy?
King
Elvis.
King Elvis. You know what? I don't. Like, it depends on the story. It depends on who tells you what they know. But from what I gather, he really wasn't that bad of a guy.
I mean, listen, a lot of these rock stars, and I saw somebody put down Steven Tyler.
He's weird.
Tyler.
Now, he got weird.
Yeah. A lot of these guys, like Ozzy did a tremendous amount of drugs. Steven Tyler did a tremendous...
Ozzy was weird
because... Drugs, big deal.
You're known as the Prince of Darkness. Like, I don't know how to respond to that after you die. Like, he'll be in a better place. Name. Like, good luck.
He used to bite the head off of bats.
David, I'm like, good luck.
I hope so.
Right.
No, but Ozzy wants it that way.
I'm just saying.
He digs it.
Right. Like other people, you're like, oh, there was such a great prayer. Like, he's down for, he's the Prince of Darkness. Like, okay.
How about a couple more? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Jeff, you're on the ticket. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hi. Just quickly, I've seen Hulk Hogan live, and I've seen concerts and all kinds of different events, and there was never a louder ovation than I saw him at the Toledo Sports Arena. Don't exist, but it sounded like the roof was going to come off. So I think all the wrestlers who have a real nice paycheck, you know, at the bottom that should, you know, have Hogan is one of the co-signers because he brought the money and the fame to wrestling. So that was just a comment about him today. But mine is Miguel Cabrera. As far as that person, you know, you heard a lot of stuff about his temper.
It's a great one.
So issues, but, you know, so just some issues. But the fact was I loved watching him. He's the best right-handed overall hitter, maybe outside of Ramirez, Manny Ramirez, that I saw, you know, in all my years.
Yeah, Miggy had his demons too.
Yeah, so. It seems like he did well with his demons, though. Seems like he kind of got over it, but I hear you.
He managed them. Yeah, I mean, with the story, you had so much to drink, you start offering the cops. You want some? Like, yeah.
A couple stories. Like, I was actually going back 2009. Remember when the Tigers were in? They should have won the AL Central that year. They should have beat out the Twins. Mm-hmm. And that was the year that Miggy started partying with the White Sox and Dombrowski had to get him out of the drunk tank and had that whole deal. It's funny because we're going through this right now. Do you have any idea how many games the Tigers were up in first place in September?
I remember that.
Was it like 6.5?
All they had to do was like win one game.
Yeah. They had a 7-game lead in September and they blew it in 22 games. Early September led the division by 7 games, and it all went away. And then, of course, game 163, Brandon Inge got hit, but the umpire didn't say he got hit. So what are you going to do?
Actually, didn't I watch that game at your apartment?
You did, I think. Yeah, I had a little party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was heartbroken. That's right. We did that. We've known each other a long time.
You stayed at that time, you were like across from Farmington Hills.
Farmington Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Drew Stanton were hanging out back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still weird then.
Thank you.
248-539-797.
Ron, you're on the ticket. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, how you doing? I had two of them real quick for you. The one's a local guy. I've heard good and bad stories about Kirk Gibson. I'm not a big fan of him myself, but a lot of people, of course, love him for everything he did. He don't want to walk you.
Right.
The second one, another caller reminded me of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Remember back in the early 2000s, he got drunk and beat up his wife a couple times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did that.
Yes.
Ron, you're telling me something.
Go to the Wrestling Insider, Kenny Codd. Is that accurate?
That was before my time, Jeff. Okay. I was born in 94.
Well, when was Stone Cold around?
That was probably near the end of his run.
Late 90s. Yeah, it was It was one of the times where he was he'd quit and come back a couple different times. So they're in there. But, yeah, you can look it up. He got drunk and beat up Deborah McMichael a couple times.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. That I did not know.
All right, how about one more? You got room for one more, Rico?
Yeah.
Jake, you get the last word. What's up?
What's going on, Rico?
What's up, man?
Okay, so I got two. The first one, obviously, was Tiger Woods. Come on now. And then the second one, Bob Probert.
Yeah. I mean, who didn't like Bob Probert? But you're right. He had some demons. As far as Tiger Woods is concerned, nobody gave a damn about the scandal. Nobody cared. I mean, with the exception of like the media.
So what about Scotty Scheffler? He got arrested, didn't he?
You know, I heard that cop is the only person that can stop Scotty from winning golf tournaments.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Jake. No, Tiger might be the best example, right? That dude has so many fans. You know what's so interesting? He's going to turn 50 this year. He should go play in the champion circuit where all the older guys play. And I think you can use a cart. Tiger Woods should play in that and he'll sell it out because people just want to see Tiger again. The nostalgia. Apparently he's like following his kid Charlie around. He should play at the Rocket Mortgage and give Charlie an exemption next year. That would save the tournament. What do you think about that?
Rieger, I remember when they had the, I don't know if it was the Rocket Mortgage. It was the, no, it was Cubic the Buick Open.
Oh, yeah. Him and VJ were the big draws.
Right. It was just like, it was like, wow. The first time covering golf, like, I'm walking around with this heavy camera following this guy. Like, geez, this is a lot of people out here just to see this kid. Yeah.
The galleries were insane. I remember I was reporting back then, and Doug and Scott were still on the air, right? They were doing their midday show, and Doug goes to me, Rieger, you're covering the Buick Open. Get Tiger Woods on the phone. And I'm like, oh, okay, that should be easy, right? So I go down there.
You swung and missed on Mike Tyson. Let's hear this story.
I talked to the media guy. I'm like, I need Tiger Woods to get on my phone for like 2 minutes to talk to Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson.
And he said, well, I need a solid gold toilet. Let's see which happens first.
And the guy laughed at me. The guy laughed at me, right? So then I went to my Mike Tyson stalking ways, and Tiger was walking off the podium from having talked to the media, and he's walking to his Buick, the Buick Open. And I'm on my phone with the producer. It might have been Kang back then. I think it was. I'm like, guys, get ready. I'm going to get Tiger. I thought I could just give him the phone. So I'm like, Tiger, would you mind talking? And I'm like, all right, put him on. And Doug said, let's go to Tiger Woods. And all you heard was Tiger saying no to me. Kind of a fail.
You're the Rodney Dangerfield of sports broadcasting.
I'm a go-getter, damn it.
Okay.
All right, 248-539-9797. Little football next. 97 won the ticket. 97 won the ticket. Little football. David, a blitz. Hit it.
Oh, the good old days with college football. I used to love this ABC music. Brent Musburger starting it off. Let's get to it, guys. 10 biggest questions entering 2025 college football season. Let's start with this one. It's a local one. How good will Bryce Underwood be?
Rieger, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'd say I don't think very good. The kid's a freshman. And listen, I understand you saw some pictures where people thought he was out of shape, but it's a big jump from high school to college, working your way into a new offense. And not to mention, everybody knows how much you got paid, all the pressure that comes with that. And your second game is at Oklahoma. I think you add it all together, and I think it's going to be tough. But I think he won the job. We know this. And he'll learn from it. The other thing, too, is will Michigan get popped? And how will that resonate as well by the NCAA? I think it might be tough sledding early on for Bryce Underwood.
See, I think it's going to be tough, David. Just historically speaking, freshman QBs, true freshman QBs, don't play well. For all the great plays, he's going to have a couple bonehead interceptions. And it depends on can the fan base stay behind him and not turn? Because he's going to hear the boos. He's going to hear all of that stuff, and that affects them. So how supportive will Michigan be knowing this could be a year where you're 6-6, 7-5 because he made some mistakes throwing the ball? Trust me, I've seen what happens when you throw a quarterback out there for the first time. Some games they look great. Some games you're just like, oh, my goodness, it's going to be a long year.
All right, guys, we got 10 of these. 9 more. Let's go, guys. Is Clemson a legit contender behind Kate Klublik?
Yes. Yes, they are. They are a contender. I think they're going to take the ACC back. Dabo has decided he's going to go into the portal. So, yes, they have a quarterback. David, if you have a quarterback, you can win in college football.
No, I'm with you there. I mean, I really thought Dabo was dead. I thought he was way too stubborn about how he dealt with the portal, the NIL, the whole deal. He was going to be the one guy that tried to do it without it. And then, yeah, he's figured it out. And I think they're going to be just fine. Made the college football playoff last year. I think they'll probably do it again.
How in the world would Purdue, they have 54 transfers this year. Wow. Sorry, David. Looking at the Big Ten media.
No, you're fine. Next question. Will Carson Beck lead Miami to the college football playoff?
Nope.
Kenny, let's go to Kenny Copper.
No.
Is it because he left Georgia, Kenny?
Oh, I don't care that he left Georgia. He just wasn't any good. He stunk.
Yeah, you know what? Miami is turning out to be that kind of the ACC version of Texas A&M, David, where every year they go out and spend a ton of money, but they really don't have anything to show for it except for the receipts and the cars and the clothes and all of that stuff.
I don't know. I'll say yes. Why the hell not? Who's going out of that conference? Not to mention,
dude, they just had the number one pick in the NFL draft, and still they weren't that great.
It's easier to get in the college football playoff. I'll say yes, just to be different than you guys.
So the next two here, you could take your time if you want to, because there might be some layers to these next two. This one here, can Lincoln Riley make USC a contender in year four?
I'm going to say no, David. The cheat code to college football is that quarterback in the second year. Unless you get that the guy that transfers from some little school and he hits the ground running, kind of like what you saw last year with Indiana. But no, because I don't think they have their guy. They thought they had their guy, but they don't. So it's going to be another new quarterback. I don't think he's going to get it done there. And honestly, I think his days at USC are limited. They're numbered.
He did have a Heisman Trophy winner, did he not?
He did. And what did he do with him?
And they did nothing.
And they did absolutely nothing. He is, I think, one of the bigger frauds as far as head coaches go. At Oklahoma, you thought great things about him. And then, of course, Caleb goes to USC. And he hasn't done anything. They give him everything. A private jet.
Right.
All the NIL money in the world. He gets paid more than anybody. Real. And nothing. So, hell no.
To me, he's a few years ahead of Kalen DeBoer. Where you start finding out, was it the coaching? Was it the quarterback? Bill Belichick with Brady. Was it the coaching? Was it the quarterback? For Lincoln Riley, it was just Caleb. He hasn't done anything since. So I'm starting to think that, yeah, no. Did David answer your question? No.
Yeah, I would agree. I say no as well.
All right, here's another one here. Maybe layers to it. How will Deion Sanders adjust to life without Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter?
That's your answer?
That's my answer. I think it's going to be challenging. I think all the bravado that you saw in the first couple of years is going to turn into humility this next year, where it's going to be a whole lot of, oh, the media was just waiting for us to stumble and fall. Well, yeah, we were. Because you didn't handle it. You didn't have a great team, but you got hyped up on Fox. Everybody said at this team, look at Deion out there. Team wasn't that good, David. They really didn't beat anybody. And now, through all the transfers, you don't have a QB. You don't have Travis Hunter. It's going to look a lot different. I got a feeling Colorado is going to be the homecoming game for a lot of teams out in the Big 12.
So I love Deion. I love his press conferences. I know this is
Going back to what we said, Deion.
Yeah.
Love Deion, player. No. Don't care for Deion.
I know this
now.
Isn't a Deion-friendly show listening to you guys, but...
Dude, I love Deion. I still got a pair of his shoes.
But it's kind of like Lincoln Riley, too. I mean, I don't know that he'll ever have a better team than he had the last couple years. And he, as far as stars are concerned and athletes, and he still couldn't win. So I don't expect him to win this year when those guys are gone.
So it's over for Deion. He's never going to.
David, I don't think he's going to be successful. Here's the thing. He's never invested in his offensive line.
Yes, you're right.
And you're going to be breaking in a new quarterback with a bad offensive line. You want to know what that looks like? Saw it last year in East Lansing. Good luck with that.
All right, so those are the first five. I will come back at another time with the final five questions that are burning for college football.
Real quick, Dave, before we end, if you're Purdue, I'm looking at 54 transfers. We don't expect Purdue to do anything this year, do we?
No.
They won't pull the Indiana, correct?
No, not even close. Will they win a game? In the Big Ten. I'm not talking about period. Like, in the Big Ten play, will they win a game?
You're literally walking through the locker room with a name tag. 54 brand new people. Not alone. And on top of that, all the incoming freshmen. So now you're looking at probably 70 brand new people who weren't at Purdue last year. Good luck with that.
Have you seen their schedule, too?
That's what I'm looking at, the Big Ten schedule. Like, and
they got to go to Notre Dame on September 20th. They play Michigan. They play Ohio State. They got to go to Washington. These are all losses. Illinois is going to pop them in West Lafayette. I would probably agree with you. They're going to be just like they were last year, yeah. Bottom feeders.
Okay.
That is your...
Sorry. Didn't want to offend you.
College football blitz.